This is the Catch Up on Three Things for the Indian Express, and I am Utsha Sarman. It's the 28th of March, and here are the headlines. A Prayagraj court today sentenced gangster turned politician Atiq Ahmed and two others to rigorous life imprisonment after pronouncing them guilty in the 2007 kidnapping case of Umesh Pal. Pal, along with his two police guards, were shot dead in Prayagraj last month. According to his wife Jaya, in 2006, Ahmed and his associates kidnapped her husband and forced him to give a statement in their favor in court. Pal was an eyewitness in the 2005 BSP MLA Raju Pal's murder, in which Ahmed is a prime accused. Congress leader and former Lok Sabha MP Rahul Gandhi has agreed to vacate his official bungalow at 12 Tughlaq Lane after being disqualified as a member last week. Gandhi was disqualified from the house after being convicted of criminal defamation in a Surat court. On Monday, he was given a notice by the House committee to vacate his official bungalow within 30 days. In related news, the proceedings in the Lok Sabha were adjourned till 2 p.m. today after opposition members continued their protests over Rahul Gandhi's disqualification and their demands for a joint parliamentary committee probe into the Adani issue. Soon after the House assembled at 11 a.m., members from the opposition benches moved into the well of the House and started throwing papers at the chair. Some of them, dressed in black, were seen standing in the well. And soon, the chair adjourned the House till 2 p.m. According to PTI, in a major crackdown against the manufacturing of substandard drugs, central and state regulators conducted joint inspections at 76 pharma companies and cancelled the licenses of 18 of them for producing spurious and adulterated drugs. The inspections were carried out across 20 states and union territories in the past 15 days. Recently, questions have been raised over the quality of drugs manufactured by India-based companies. In February, the Tamil Nadu-based Global Pharma Healthcare recalled its entire lot of eye drop, which was allegedly linked to vision loss in the US. Before that, India-made cough syrups were allegedly linked to children's deaths in the Gambia and Uzbekistan last year. This was the Catch Up on Three Things by the Indian Express.